Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about, bacteria, infections. Bacterial infections are non-communicable. Now, this comes from Science Magazine, October 20th, 2023, page 266. Phage therapy in non-communicable diseases. So, you get a cut and it gets infected, and now you got to go get antibiotics. But our antibiotics are becoming less and less effective because we've mutated the bacteria to become more and more resistant to antibiotics. Well, a new form of, we call it an antibiotic. There's viruses out there that affect individual bacteria. Now, a virus is incredibly small compared to a bacteria. So you can get a lot of these viruses on a very small surface area. So if you were to get a Band-Aid and powder it with viruses that only affect infectious bacteria, you would then have a bandage that would prevent communicable or non-communicable diseases, prevent infections with bacteria. Well, there is also communicable bacteria, most notably tuberculosis. Now, there is viruses out there that affect either tuberculosis, there might be one that does affect the tuberculosis bacteria, but if you go on the Tree of Life, you'll see, and there's actually a website, Tree of Life, and it'll show you how everything is related to everything else, that you've got bacteria, the most closely related bacteria to tuberculosis that has a virus that will kill it. If you brew up that bacteria and brew up billions and billions of those viruses and then sprinkle those viruses on the next closest bacteria, let's say there's five bacteria between the one that does get infected and tuberculosis. You sprinkle it on the next one. And because even viruses mutate generation after generation, now they don't mutate fast, they don't mutate much, but you keep exposing, you keep breeding this virus, you keep exposing that virus to the next bacteria, eventually that bacteria will get infected with that virus and it will spread, and you can breed that one and then go to the next bacteria and the next bacteria, and eventually you'll have a virus that will affect that bacteria of tuberculosis. And then you can cure tuberculosis. Now, we can do the same thing with every bacteria that negatively affects humans. You get a bacterial infection and you get a virus that kills it, yay! And then as the bacteria changes, the virus will change with it. We can easily change the viruses. Now, finding new antibacterials, we found penicillin, and we pretty much stopped. And then when we found out penicillin was becoming less and less effective, they started looking for more penicillin-type bacteria that kill other bacteria. Well, they found a few, and we bred up a few drugs, but it's becoming less effective. So we have to get new virus or new bacteria or new drugs. Well, our best new drug is nature itself, is the viruses that naturally attack those pathogens. So that's my idea for today. We should be getting phages or viruses out there that attack the things that attack us. And save our lives, make our lives longer and better, etc. Thank you very much for, well, let's go with one more I just thought of. Bacteria can be affected by various viruses. You have bacteria in your gut that do certain things. Let's say the bacteria in your gut that makes you fat. That particular bacteria, if we were to take a breed of virus for that, well, you're fat, take that virus, kills off the bacteria in your gut that encourages you to be fat, you lose weight, you're skinnier, and yay, we're better place for you. So there's more uses for it rather than just life-saving antibiotics, but also probiotics. Eliminate the bacteria inside your guts that is less useful for you. The bacteria on your surface of your skin that causes acne. Get a virus, breed up that, cure for acne. You can do a lot of things with these phages to recombine the bacteria that live in and on you. You get tooth bacteria that produce acid. Maybe we can get a virus bred that'll only attack the bacteria that produce acid on your teeth. Boom. Eliminate cavities. Well, ideas are out there. I encourage you to go out there and work with it. Maybe one day, a simple powder, wouldn't even have to do anything, essentially. You could have it a mist in the air in your doctor's office as soon as you walk in. All your bacteria is reconfigured to be beneficial bacteria instead of partially harmful bacteria. That's my idea for today. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme signing out.